attendance may have increased for professional baseball last season, but our recent survey indicates that most fans do not think that the cost of a ticket is a good value for their money. Why do you think that is?
I think it is because they're charging inordinate prices. And the word that I get, talking to some people in and around baseball and other fans, is that the prices, certainly here in New York at Yankee Stadium and the new Met Field, are just way out of line. And combined with the prices they're charging for food at these two new baseball palaces, I think you've got to be a millionaire to go to these games. And I'm not too sure there are that many millionaires left.
You told me the story of your doorman and his practice of going to the game. Could you tell me again how many times he goes and what it costs him to take his family?
Well, this is a fellow who's in his 50s who has two young children in the teens, two boys who are big baseball fans. They're Latinos. They're all Puerto Ricans and very knowledgeable baseball fans. They love the game. They follow the game. They probably know more about it than most baseball writers. And they used to go as a family two or three times a year as an expedition and almost like something of a summer vacation. And now this fellow told me only the other day he thinks he'll be lucky to go once a year with the two boys and his wife. And he says it'll cost anywhere between $300 and $400. You have to remember when you take youngsters to a ball game, they want everything in sight. So therefore, you can't scrimp. You buy everything from the program to the hot dogs, to the beer, to the soft drinks, to other food delicacies, and it costs an inordinate amount of money. And he said that he's going to decrease his voyages to the ballpark, in his case, the Met Park, from three a year to one. Now, that may be a fairly typical example, I think, in the New York area.
Ray, I'm curious. You followed the game all your life. I'm just curious how many games you went to last year.
Well, don't forget, I'm not a typical example because I'm now what they call a Grease Eminence, and both at the stadium and the Shea Field, which is now Citi Field. And I'm lucky enough to be invited to go either by people who work for those two teams or by friends of mine who have tickets. So I can go, you know, I shouldn't rattle my mouth off. I don't pay to go anymore. I guess when you reach the age of close to 90, they let you get in for free. At any rate, I think last year I saw about 15 games.
Now, you alluded to the fact that we have brand new ballparks for both the Yankees and the Mets.
Yes.
The cost of those tickets has never been higher. Do you think that these seats and luxury boxes will be filled this season? And
as I say, I'm not a mathematician, nor do I work for the front offices of those two clubs. But the word I get from so-called inside people is that the sales are not going well, and so the most expensive seats are not selling. And all you have to do is look at the fact that the Mets and Yankees are advertising in the daily newspapers here to try to get rid of the high-priced tickets. That seems to indicate they're not getting rid of all these seats.